Perhaps the election here this time will go differently because, as with Afghanistan, there will be international election observers in place for an American presidential election. As Day Today's Eric Weiner reports, some Americans welcome the observers, while others wonder if they couldn't find something better to do elsewhere.
Two separate groups will be monitoring the U.S. election. One is affiliated with a nonprofit organization called Global Exchange and is not officially sanctioned. The second group is here at the invitation of the State Department and carries much more weight. On November 2nd, several dozen monitors from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, or OSCE, will fan out across the U.S. and do something they usually do in developing countries, try to determine if an election is free and fair. The leader of the observer mission, Swiss lawmaker Barbara Herring, names a few of the areas that her election monitors will be monitoring.
The election campaign, voter registration and voter identification, the election day as such, as well as the counting of votes.
The monitors have already expressed concerns about the voting process, for instance, the lack of a paper trail on touchscreen voting machines and the use by some states of faxed rather than mailed absentee ballots. Some balk at the prospect of foreigners monitoring a U.S. election. Peyton Knight is executive director of the American Policy Center.
This is not about free and fair elections. This is about several liberals, Democrats, globalists in Congress trying to paint the United States as incapable of conducting free and fair elections without international help. It's designed to take us down a peg in the eyes of the global community.
Knight describes the monitors as unaccountable international bureaucrats and fears that they will become a permanent part of the U.S. electoral process. Others look at the problem surrounding the 2000 election and draw a very different conclusion about the international observers. Barbara Lee is a Democratic congresswoman from California.
Why not? I mean, what do we have to hide?
In fact, Lee is one of 13 congressional Democrats who urged Secretary of State Colin Powell to invite the international monitors in the first place.
Why would we not want international monitors? It doesn't make any sense to say the rest of the world, yes, America, no. I mean, come on. That, to me, is very anti-democratic, and it's wrong.
The monitors have yet to determine exactly which states they will be monitoring, but it's safe to say that Florida, home of the dangling Chad, will probably be one of them. Some Floridians, in fact, don't seem to mind the idea of foreign observers snooping around on election day. Lawrence Kaplan is a lawyer from Boca Raton, Florida.
My attitude in Florida is, you know, bring them all on. I mean, you know, it's a three-ring circus, so, you know, why not have a few more acrobats, you know?
For Day Today, I'm Eric Weiner.